Welcome to the Bull Gap Journal. I'm Robert Holmes. Some of you know me as Bob, Sylacauga native, proud veteran, and all-around community citizen at large. We're here in the Alabama Radio Alabama studios in Sylacauga, and I've got a special guest today, Matt Hubbard. I'm going to say recently elected mayor of Sylacauga. Matt, welcome.
Thank you, Bob. Glad to be here.
Man, I'm excited to talk to you today, but I'm going to tell everybody up front, you know, we're not going to talk about City Hall. We're not going to talk about politics. I'm going to let you do that in other venues, because what I want to do today is dig down and for me personally and for the folks that are watching, figure out who Matt Hubbard is. Okay, well, I think there's probably a good story there. So
I hope so. I hope I don't disappoint.
So. You won't. So, Alabama native, you were born and raised north of here in Ataila,
yes,
Alabama.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's up near Gadsden, but the river, the Etowah River, it's almost on the banks of the
Coosa River. Yeah,
Coosa River. Yeah,
spent many, spent a lot of days on the Coosa River.
Good deal. And you grew up there.
Yes, sir. Played. I went to Etowah High School. I was a three-sport student athlete. Was quarterback on the high school football team. So, was fortunate enough to earn a basketball scholarship to Snead State and Boaz, and played
nice.
There a couple of years.
I didn't know that.
Yep, and then earned another scholarship to Athens State University in Athens, Alabama, and finished my college basketball playing days out at Athens State.
So nice. Just,
yeah, really enjoyed it. It was a great experience.
Good deal. Yep. Well, I need to talk to you about that. My grandson's about to get into college basketball. So,
oh, yeah.
So,
we'll see. Yeah.
So you had a 32-year career in education.
Yes, sir.
Settled here in Sylacauga as the at the city school system.
Yes.
And you were the deputy I don't get the right word here.
I finished my career as executive director over supporting programs, which is just a fancy way of saying operations.
Yeah, got it.
So, but okay. I was a teacher and coach. Started out in Madison County at Buckhorn High School, and had the great fortune of working for Mr. Tommy Ledbetter at Buckhorn High School. And he, at the end of his career, he was the national high school principal for the United States. So I had a great leader in him and mentoring
good
him.
Good mentor.
To start my career off. And we had great success there. My first year coaching, I coached a state runner-up team in girls basketball. And then the next year, we came back and won the state championship my second year. So just a great experience all the way around from there. And left Madison County for what I thought was greener pastures in Jefferson County. Some of your listeners may remember Hall of Fame coach, football coach Robert Higginbotham and Owen Butts at Shades Valley in Jefferson County. And Coach Higg had been recruiting me ever since my senior year in college to come and teach and coach at Shades Valley High School, but went to Buckhorn for those first few years. So I ended up, getting with Higg and coming to Shades Valley. Yep. Did that for a couple of years. And I was at Shades Valley when they went from the old school there at Red Mountain Expressway to the new school over in Irondale off of I-20. And when I left there, that's when I came to Sylacauga. Mm-hmm. And I was here for 28 years, finished my career out as a, went from teacher, coach, assistant, principal.
Do you get the itch to go back to coaching?
I have always missed that rapport, that fraternity, because that is a very tight-knit group. Matter of fact, when I first accepted the job here in Sylacauga, the first person I wanted to meet was Gerald Douglas, because he had coached the 1988 state championship team here at Sylacauga. And that was my senior year at Etowah High School. And we made it to the Final Four in basketball. And had we beaten Woodlawn High School, we would have played Sylacauga for the state championship. So, yeah.
So, your family here, wife Natalie, you've got two sons?
Yes, sir. Natalie and I, we've been married 23 years. We have two sons. Brady is 19. He's a sophomore at the University of Alabama. And Hayden is 16, and he's currently a junior here at Sylacauga High School.
Great, great. So family is a big part of the Matt Hubbard story.
Yes, sir. You know, I come from a large family, and my wife comes from a large family. So, they just kind of just blends. It just goes well. We're used to coming from those large families and everything and the importance of it. But I live by the mantra of faith, family, and fellowship.
Yep.
And my faith dictates everything in my life. That's that big picture, so to speak. And then within that big picture, you know, if we put our faith first, you know, my belief is that God's going to bless that. And so, you know, if you are a faithful follower, then that trickles down into your family with your spouse and your kids and so forth. And so, and you want to lead them, you know, faithfully and appropriately. And then if you do that, if that becomes like your norm, if that becomes your center, then I believe that when we fellowship, just like you and I are right now, that that faith will come through in some way, shape, form, or fashion, and then you become like a lighthouse to others.
Right.
And so that's kind of, I don't know, you call it the Cliff Notes version of it, but it's just, and that becomes second nature to us, you know, and that's what I hope is that when I engage with people, that the first thing that they sense or that they feel is that this is a godly person, this is a good man. He, you know, he's putting his faith first. He loves his family, and everything else, you know, it just it comes from growing that relationship right. with that person.
Now, I know you're a John Maxwell fan, a Dr. John Maxwell fan,
yes.
And you know, he focuses on that we're all leaders. You
yes.
know, either with the big L or the little L, we're all leaders,
that's
and that we influence people.
Absolutely.
And he's, you know, I've read his writings, and he says leadership is influence.
Absolutely.
Nothing less, nothing more. It's influence.
It's influence.
So you obviously are a leader. You've got the big L. You've been, especially as you're looking at the big L leadership role for being a mayor of Sylacauga.
Yes.
You've demonstrated leadership all through your career and with your family and through your faith. Mm-hmm. So what you believe in actually then becomes more or less a hallmark or a stamp that you leave as Matt Hubbard as a leader.
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's the thing, like I'll use you as an example actually with this, Bob. You know, as far as leaders go, you know, I've been blessed to be in a leadership role ever since high school, you know, through captains on athletic teams and those type of things, being a teacher and a coach in that leadership role, and then administration within a school system. And as you move up that ladder, your sphere of influence, you know, grows larger. And so I'm looking forward to the opportunity of that sphere of influence now being over, you know, our great city and so forth. And you just hope and pray that influence is positive. You know,
yes.
you want to lead in a positive direction. So hopefully that will be blessed and that'll be the case.
Good. No, I can really appreciate that. And, you know, it's easy to, it's really easy to let the negative things or the obstacles or the challenges, sort of bring you down.
Yeah.
I think, from what you're saying is that it's really best to look at these challenges as opportunities to go even further.
Absolutely.
In terms of growing and succeeding in life.
Absolutely.
And in whatever role that you find yourself in. So I'm excited for you to bring, you know, what you've learned. You're a lifelong learner. I read that in your, in the Cliff Notes of who Matt Hubbard is. You're a lifelong learner. For me personally, I'm still learning at 78. So.
I will say you are in the legacy phase of your leadership. You've got the two big L's, the legacy and the leadership.
Well,
so yeah,
I hope it's a good one. You know, I've always said that I was shaped to be a leader, but I'm not going to qualify that as having been a good leader or a bad leader. I was a leader one way or the other, and I think we find ourselves in those positions sometimes. So hopefully, I appreciate your saying that. So hopefully, I can scrape together enough acorns in the yard to leave a good legacy behind.
Oh, definitely. You have and you will.
Well, listen, I'm going to ask you, you mentioned a gentleman that was your mentor, but right today,
mm-hmm.
who would you say is your greatest coach, mentor, the person that sort of says, hey, Matt?
Yeah, well, it was my dad. We lost my dad on July 27, 2024. So that gap is kind of being, you know, filled by a lot of individuals. You know, I can't just necessarily point to one. Of course, my wife, she's my greatest supporter and encourager and everything right now. She's been great throughout that role, even when dad was still alive and everything. And, you know, just we still have my mom and everything and my family, my brother and sister and so forth. So I'd say I can't just pin that down onto one individual right now because there's just so many. I've had so many people just pour into my life, over my life, teachers, coaches, preachers, youth ministers, friends, colleagues, and, the list just goes on and on. And, you know, if you subscribe to the John Maxwell theory of leadership on influence, I shared this actually my first year as assistant principal that when I spoke to the high school, we had about 720 kids. And I told them, I said, every one of you are a leader.
Absolutely.
You have influence over the person to your right and your left. And you have control over whether that's positive or negative. And so I've always, you know, tried to share that with our youth and so forth. But and try to be mentors to them and, of course, to others and our colleagues and all. But I just have to say there's just a lot.
Sure.
Because I have a lot of people encouraging me right now, supporting me, and just praying for me. And I'm very, very appreciative. I want to encourage your listeners, you know, keep those prayers coming because that's what it's going to take. You talked about getting through or dealing with obstacles. And, you know, leaders see obstacles just as an opportunity.
Sure.
And so we have plenty of opportunity right now, you know, to make positive change. So I would be foolish to sit here and not ask for prayers as we work through that.
Yeah. You know, that's one of the, and certainly for sure in terms of the support and the faith, and the encouragement from everybody, I think is very, very important as a community. And one of the things that, Maxwell, offers is exactly what you just said, is when faced with a crisis, and we're faced with crisis every day, believe it or not, some are big, some are small, but his teaching on that is that you always view that as the opportunity.
That's right.
Don't walk away from crisis. Absolutely. Charge into it. Use that as opportunity to make things better.
Absolutely.
So, cool. Hey, in terms of one last question here, what would you offer as a word of advice or a word of encouragement to let's focus on young people.
Yeah.
In and around the Sylacauga, the greater Sylacauga area, as they're growing up in the great state of Alabama.
It's just, just to never give up, always be encouraged. The sun's going to come up tomorrow, you know, and if it doesn't, then hopefully if we've been living our life and we're faithful followers, then we don't have to worry about anything, right?
Sure.
So just always encouraging them and listening to them and making sure that they know the value of their opinion and that they are listened to and that they are valued by the older generation. And, I'll say as, leaders, we have to make sure that we are nurturing and encouraging those future leaders.
Yes.
That was a very big part, and I'm not going to get into the political side of it, but that was a big part of my campaign. I wanted youth involved in my mayoral campaign. And I wanted our community to see that our young people are engaged in this process and that they do care. And so I'm very proud of that. I'm going to stick, by that. And the majority of my leadership has been focused around youth. That's why I've served as president on the Park and Rec Board for about 13 years now and as just a member of the board as well. But just giving those youth opportunities and letting them see those opportunities and encouraging them to take advantage of those opportunities and letting them see that, the older generation values them, that we love them, we care for them, and that we want them to have a bright future. Now, I specifically want them to have a bright future here in Sylacauga.
Absolutely.
But, we, you know, our job is to prepare them for, you know, wherever they go, and so that they can fulfill that great commission that we're all called to fulfill.
Good. Well, Matt, I really want to thank you for joining me today for this I wish we had a fireplace in here. We'd call it a fireside chat.
Yes, don't, sir.
We'll call it that. We'll call it that anyway.
Yes, sir.
And I just appreciate who you are and what you've shared with us. And yes. I'm certainly going to be a big fan of yours as you go forward and meet the challenges that I think are rightfully set before you. And yes, and I'm excited to see what you're going to do with them. So.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, and the pleasure's been all mine. Yep. Thank you.
Good deal. Well, listen, thanks for joining me on the Bull Gap Journal. We talk about life, leadership, and common sense. Matt Hubbard, newly elected mayor of Sylacauga, has been our guest today, and we want to thank him again. And I want to thank you for watching, and use what you learn on the Bull Gap Journal and what you see to just make things better everywhere around you for your family and your community. If you like what you've heard and seen on the Bull Gap Journal, go to radioalabama.net/bullgap. We're an award-winning Alabama broadcasting show, and we appreciate your support.